verse 1. Let's read a few of these verses here. And this is Jesus talking, and he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods.
You meant Luke.
Luke chapter 16. Thank you, Lynn. Luke chapter 16. Thank you. Verse 2. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I heard this of you? Give an account of your stewardship, for ye may be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord takes away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much do you owe unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take your bill and set quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take your bill and write 40. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He who is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in the least is just also in much. If it therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammons, who will commit you to your trust to the true riches? If ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knows your heart, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Now, Jesus speaking, remember the setting, and I want to bear in mind, before we get into all this, that the setting started this whole conversation of the three prior parables, that Jesus, the Bible says in 15:1, that the publicans and sinners drew near to him, and the scribes and Pharisees murmured, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. Then we hear the story, the parable of the lost sheep, the lost coin, the prodigal son, and now Jesus is still in the same setting, and he tells this story here. Now, Bible scholars a lot of times get hung up on this because there's some things that's sitting on that. If you don't know the setting of what Jesus is actually talking about, you can kind of say, huh? What's Jesus saying here? Because if you're to read that, you kind of see some things in there that kind of throws out. This is not really meant as a spiritual. The story he's telling about the steward and the Lord, it's not the Lord, it's his boss. It's a man and his boss that Jesus is telling a story about. It really don't have, what he's telling about them don't have a spiritual connotation in their actions. Now stick with me on that, okay? And I'll tell you where I'm headed with that, okay? But there is a spiritual application to it that he's trying to get to the disciples, but not necessarily what the story is, because Jesus would not tell us to do some of these things that he's telling this steward to do, because this steward went out and done some stuff unjust, and Jesus would never promote that. But he's comparing that the children of the world are more wiser in gaining things of the world than we children of light are. That's the point he's trying to make. The world would do anything they can to gain things in this world at any cost. And that's what we see the steward doing here. He went out and did whatever he could at any cost. And Jesus is saying, hey, you need to be about doing all you can for the kingdom to come, the world where you're headed, and use every resource to you possible and be as wise in things spiritually as the world is of things of this world. Now that's what he's saying here when he tells this story on this. Now, let's break some of this down if we can. So we got an unjust steward, and we see that he's the Lord had come in, and not the Lord, his boss had come in and tell him, says, look, I've heard you've been wasting my goods, and he says, you've been in charge of my stuff, and you're fixed to be put out. Well, knowing he's fixed to be put out, he says, what shall I do? What shall I do? And he says, I can't dig. I can't go back out there and be a common laborer with everybody else. And he says, I'm too ashamed to go out and beg. So he comes up with this plan to go to the people. Now, bear in mind, he's in charge of things for his boss, okay? He's in charge. And so the boss had heard he had been not taking care of things. So he comes up with this plan where he says, well, if I'm going to get put out, where am I going to go? Now, there's several ways of looking at this. He could say, if I'm going to get put out, where am I going to go? So what does he do? He goes to the people that owe his boss, and he tells him, says, look, you know what, yo? Take and cut that bill down, okay? Well, hey, guess what? They like him. Not only that, the people that he's having the bill cut back for are thinking that the boss sent them to do it, okay? They're thinking that the boss sent him to pay it off. So the boss is looking good. Now, you got to bear in mind the culture here. Everybody in these smaller villages, if you look at the parable of the lost coin, it says everybody in the community and in the village knew about that she was rejoicing because she had found the lost coin. Word got out real quickly in these small areas where this was going on. So if he went out and cut everybody's bill, it made the boss look good. Now, there's several ways you could look at that reasonably too. Wouldn't he be angry about cutting all that? But no, he commended him and told him, says, you did that's a good thing you done. Why? It made him look good. He may not have realized what he had done. The Bible don't say that. He may not be aware. He may, but the people was liking the boss. Now, that way, if he got fired, he could always go, hey, you know, I'm giving you a favor. Then he could blame himself, see? There's several ways of looking at that, and there's many Bible scholar interpretations of this parable about which way it could go. But anyway, he was not faithful. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, it is required in a steward that a man be faithful. You know, we talked about the other week, we're all steward of things of the Lord. Now, so I want to talk about a few points here of this side of it. Then I want to get over the part of what the Lord was saying, what he should do. You see, he thought about it. He wouldn't go dig. Wouldn't come down to that part. He stole from the Lord, and then from his boss, and then actually he misled others to do a wrong thing too. Those people that he went to really had no business deducting their bill, okay? But they was told to do it by him, so he made them be a party to something that shouldn't happen. So that's why there's many things that show him very, very unjust. Now, when Jesus said Jesus was not, now verse, let's see, let me see here. Verse 8, and the Lord commended the just steward because he had done wisely. Now, he commended him for lifting him up. We talked about that. He commended him because people thought a lot of him. He could have commended him because he got his money. But Jesus' point is in the second part of verse 8. This is the point. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. They'll go at any cost to get what they need, to stay in what they need. And Jesus is trying to tell disciples, bear the setting, the Pharisees are here. He just got through telling about the sinners. Your job is to do whatever you can do. And some of these other verses we'll get to in a minute also capitalizes on, look, do whatever you got to do to spread the gospel and win the lost. That's basically what he's saying in this whole passage of Scripture. Because why? Be wise of things spiritually. The worldly are wise to things of the world. You need to be wise of things of the Lord. And there's going to be a cost. And and we should use, and in these other verses he talks about here, that we need to use materialism far away. And I say, and you make yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail may receive you into everlasting habitation. He who is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit you to trust the true riches? He's saying, look, and he talks about unrighteous mammon. And that means things of the world for us. It's unrighteous. It's not eternal. It's not spiritual. So In things that God gives us, we're to be faithful in using those things to reach others for, to tell others about Christ, to build up the kingdom of God. If we have money, we're to use it for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. Now, money in itself is a worldly item. That's not a spiritual item. You can use money for unrighteousness and worldliness, or you can use money for things of the Lord. And there's a lot to be said about that. Are we as wise as the world would be in things? You know, the world is good. The devil promotes, they're good about promoting their stuff. You see, we used to always talk about them beautiful beer commercials on TV. The best commercials on TV, you know, year round and all. They're wise, or anything they put on is glamorous and putting out. And Jesus is telling us we need to be as wise in spiritual things as the world, because the world don't hold back on promoting things of the world. They know how to put on things of the world. But we can talk a little bit about this morning about, hey, what you said last week, what are we doing with what we got? Are we wise in what God has gave us with? If the wicked can go out and, boy, they can figure out, finagle around how to make their self, push their self forward, to hang in and be prosperous in this world. You know, we as children of God, we don't need to be always looking at things this world, but on the next life. And, you know, we live in this world, so we get sucked in a lot of things this world, don't we? I mean, we get pulled into it because we live in this world. But we have to remember, it ain't about this world for us as children of God. We have an eternal home in heaven with the Lord. Our rewards are laying up on the other side, not here. Our rewards are laid up over there with the Lord and everything we do. Now, when we talk about money, let's talk a little bit about money and we'll get off the side. Because it does talk about you can't love God and you cannot love mammon. Mammon of unrighteousness in verse 9, that's a term for money that is acquired unjustly. Now, I hope nobody's acquiring their money unjustly every week. If we're not doing our employer right and we go to work every day, if we're not working like we're supposed to, we can have some unrighteous wages coming our way, can't we, if we're not careful? Just a sidebar on that. But money is a good test of our commitment toward the Lord, ain't it? Mm-hmm. You know, you've seen people that love the Lord, and I'm thinking, old boy that led to the Lord one time. He got to come into church, and he was real faithful and all. And then he called me one Saturday afternoon about 2 or 3 months into it, and he says, "Hey, you know, we were talking about that tithe." And I said, "Yeah." He says, "You know how much money that'll be a month?" And I says, "Look, that's between you and the Lord, bro. Don't call me with that. You know, that's..." I said, "Obviously, you feel like what you ought to be paying, or you wouldn't call me." I said, "That's between you and the Lord, you know. But you know that tent stuff and all that, you know how much that'd be, how much I made?" I says, "Yes, sir, but that's between you and the Lord. Don't put that on me."
He don't understand that the Lord gave it to him anyway.
Right.
And it belongs to the Lord. All of it belongs to the Lord.
Yeah, well, like
and
a little...
you ain't going to outgive him, so you might as well let him have what he needs.
Well, Mr. Hale, we're just all stewards of what the Lord gave us. We're just all stewards, Mr. Hale, right, of what the Lord gave us. That's what the little lady told me the other week.
Mr. Hale, man.
Yeah, yes. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to go back to those beer commercials, how they make them look so great. They never start about 3 or 4 hours after they started drinking.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
The commercial.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just when they first start.
Yes. And that's...
show 20 years down the road that they've been drinking.
See, they got to get that old hook in. Yeah, that's a good one. Get that old hook in you, you know. Yeah. That they hook you with a good part of outlooking on it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a lot of times we might be able to be faithful to God's house, work in God's house, do things that God have us do, but when it comes to that pocketbook, we look at it a different way. Because, see, it takes faith to give when you don't know where the next is coming from.
You got that right.
Anything about, we talk about, "I got faith in the Lord." Well, let money get tight and let's see how faithful we are.
Amen.
And we still want to give our first fruits. Well, you know, I don't know. We got enough next week for next week's bills.
You end up like Cain.
Well, I mean, I have been there. That's why I can say that. I have been there. I mean, I think we all, if we be honest, we'll be there sometime, you know. And, you know, you have a heart to give and you say, "Well, where's my faith at?" You know, so money is a part. And it is, our first fruit should go to the Lord, period. We all believe that.
This is our test. This is my and Lynn's testimony we talk about now. Because when I got off active duty and come home and took over down there for Daddy, and was trying to buy it. He wanted me to buy it. There was a whole year that we had spent money that we didn't have down there. And I mean, it just, and one day we was, I mean, we just was at our wit's end. I hadn't slept for a year. And I was, while we was walking from over there to the water slide one day, and we just looked at each other and said, you know what, we're going to do what God wants us to do, because if he don't want us to have this place, we ain't going to have it. Mm-hmm. And when we realized, and we done what we supposed to at church and everything, it comes when we need it. When we need it, it comes. I don't worry about it no more. If it comes, I give him his, and we go on.
Well, and I believe you have dedicated that work to the Lord, too, because he does bless it over there, don't he, for you?
Yeah, so it is, because it sure ain't done nothing.
Yeah. And that's the thing. But if we do, and we all got testimony in this room where when you do, God always does bless us, you know. And I don't think we ought to give to get blessed. I think we ought to give out of faithfulness and obedience, because the Lord did ask us to. But it's funny, we can say we have faith sometimes till it does come to a dollar o.
I always think about Indiana Jones stepping out on that. You know,
that's right. And it is a different. I mean, we can get here and talk spiritual emphasis all day long. Then we have to get the checkbook out. It's a different story. And I find it in a lot of people's lives, in my own. Sometimes we've all been down them roads there. But what Jesus is trying to tell us here is we need to use the every resource we can wisely, because, as we said a while ago, they already belong to the Lord. If we could get that this morning, everything we have belongs to the Lord as children of God. You say, well, I went out and worked and I got this and I busted it. The Lord gave you the ability to go to work. The Lord gave you the job. Or the Lord gave you whatever, however you got it, the Lord saw benefit you get. Why do we have it, or why are we in a safe shape we in today and somebody else don't? Well, there go. The Lord saw fit for you to have what you have in the situation you are in. But long as we know that everything belongs to Him, now that helps us there with that. Now, all through the Bible, now, we hear all kind of pros and cons on tithing. Tithing is of the Bible, in the Bible, okay? Even from the Old Testament, the first fruits, the first of everything, they gave to the Lord. They honored God with the first of everything. Cattle, sheep, animals, gardens, all kinds of stuff we see. It is biblical to give back. Now, but the Bible also says we shouldn't give begrudgingly. Not want to give it. I hate to give this. Or out of obligation. I just want to get this because I got to. And boy, you have to be careful not to get in that rut too, because you can get in that where we're just doing it because, well, you know, I got to, I'm a member of the church, and you know, I got to pay my part and all this kind of stuff. They ain't got nothing to do with it. It's a heart to, Lord, thank you for blessing me this week or this month or whatever, and Lord, I can give back to you when I can give back to you. And God, now, we will say this too. God, we don't look for a blessing, but God does bless, and I think it's the faithfulness is what God blesses. It's not what we give or how much we give. I think as much as a heart toward God, and God knows our situation, that He blesses that as a heart that we. I think He'd rather have us give it. You know, Lord, this is what I give you, right here, Lord, and I give it to you.
It says, "Don't put your faith in things seen, but the things unseen."
Things unseen. That's right. Now, money, as we know, can be used for good or evil. We can use it for one way or the other, and children of God should use theirs for things of the Lord and for things of good. Now, because why? Well, in society today, money has a lot of power. It had power in this here story Jesus was telling, wasn't it? Because, boy, the old steward boy, he got lifted up by the owner, and the people looked good at him because they cut their bill and all. And it's all over what? Money. And in society today, money is considered to be power, but it really is a false sense of security that we have in society that we believe about money. Money don't give peace. Money don't give happiness. Now, it takes it to live. It's good to have. But we can sometimes put too much confidence. I'm thinking of a guy about a couple of years, 3 or 4 years ago, that I knew. And the place he worked went out of business. He'd been working there for several years. And boy, he just went nuts. And because he was, what are we going to do about insurance? What are we going to do about money? I'm 50-something years old. I ain't gonna be able to go to the doctor. And I mean, think about it. They don't tell me what he had in retirement. I mean, he'd been working there several years, you know. I mean, 20 or 30 years. But just really lost it. And I thought, boy, you know, come on. Grab yourself here. It ain't the end of the world, you know. I mean, we all go through that things. But, boy, he was just distraught. The world's coming to an end. I ain't gonna be able to pay when I get sick and get old. I ain't gonna have no money. And I ain't got no insurance. It was kind of, I wasn't laughing at the guy, but it was kind of comical to listen to, you know, in one way. Because I'm like, look, we all face these things in life. And I know going through those things are, but he has so much in that, in things of the world. I believe that's where it was at, you know. He has so much vested in things of the world. Now, I can relate now. I say this, if I lost my job, Mark, now there's going to be some little heartaches around the house. But Steve ain't the man. They're going to be some nerves and some things like that. We all have those concerns in that. But at the end of the day, we got to know, because if you don't have money, a lot of things, you know, can happen. And it's not good. Like I say all the time, I tell Connie every year, I say, well, we made it another year, honey. I said, we don't know where we'll be next year. We could get sick. We could get bad off or whatever like that. We may be in the camper over at the campground, okay, over at Tony's place over there at the campground next year. But this year, the Lord took care of us, you know, and whatever. We don't know. You know what? You can't have enough security piled up. You ever think about that? We say, well, we have retirement. We got a good job. We got this later, boy. We got 401ks. We got all that. Look, I don't mean nothing. Secure in this world sometimes as we think we are, of things of this world, of materialism. We don't create our destiny like we are. We are in the hands of God.
Amen.
And because there's a lot of people, you go to a lot of people today that, boy, used to be something. I tell you what, just go to the nursing home.
That's
right there where it rocks my world and stops right there. You go out there and them people used to be productive peoples in the society, used to work jobs, have homes, have families, have own businesses or whatever. And they out there today. And I'm saying, that's where you can wind up at. Now, that's why we keep our trust and faith not on things in this world. Now, Tony, you can preach now. Now on things. That's why we don't keep things on things in this world. Thank God that's when you say we're just passing through this world. Think it is a short season we are in this old world. Because we got an eternal home on the other side. Because why? Money will fail you. Things will fail us. Materialism will not last. And that's what Jesus is saying. He says, be wise to the things of the kingdom of God and where you're headed. Be wise to spiritual matters. As wise as the world is to their junk. And see, we get caught up in a lot of things of the world. Because we think, if we have a lot of money, we have security. We have security. If I got money, I got security.
That could collapse tomorrow.
If I got a car, I'm secure. If I have a house, security. Don't get me wrong. We want these things. I'm not getting out on the field. I'm just saying we have to keep them in perspective spiritually. And this is what Jesus is talking about here today. Spiritually. Because every day we see where materialism and things of life will let us down. And people will let us down. I mean, like I said, today we good. Where are we going to be 6 months from now? Any of us, you know. I mean,
we got to feed the birds of the sky and the animals of the field. He'll surely take care of you, wouldn't he?
The love of money is the root of all that. Didn't say nothing's wrong with it. Yeah. It's the love of it. And that's where it starts. And a lot of time, a lot of us Christians, we get to the love of money. But if we use, Jesus is trying to say here too, if we use our material goods for the material things that God has given us for His good, it shows faith and obedience in Him too. Of having faith and obedience. Now back in Luke chapter 12, let's look back at Luke chapter 12, verse 33 and 34. Jesus said, sell that ye have and give alms. Alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in heaven that fails not. Did you read that? A treasure in heaven that fails not. That's what you got, Tony. Where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where our treasure is. Now we're not talking about necessities this morning. We're talking about materialism and junk. It's what we're talking about this morning.
Not our needs.
Not our needs. God expects us to be good stewards of our necessities and needs. That's all through his word. Because he also says a man that don't work and take care of his family is worse than an infidel. Ain't that what his word says? So that tells us we got to be a good steward of what we have. So we're not just throwing out everything. But he's also trying to tell us, look, lay up treasures up yonder, not treasures down here. Be wise as the world is to things that they have. And lay up over there, because that's where our heart is. Where our heart is. You know, sometimes our heart gets on a lot of junk here, and we can't do things of God because we're so tied up in things here. We have to watch that too, you know. We get caught up in we like recreational junk. We like a lot of things, you know. A lot of that pulls us away from things of God a lot of times. Sometimes the things God blesses us with materially can be a stumbling block in our walk with the Lord. Say that again. Sometimes the things the Lord blesses us with materially can be a stumbling block in our spiritual walk with the Lord. And so we have to be careful of things. But if we always look at everything and say, the Lord gave me that. If we are stewards of everything, the Lord gave me that, I'm going to honor God with it. I'm going to give God the glory with it. So everything we do, if we look at it that way, we won't have a stumbling block and get all messed up in things. So make wise decisions with money and opportunity. That's what he means in verse 9. When he's talking about, he says, and I say, and you make yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Means to make wise decisions with money and opportunities and not try to earn our way into heaven. We don't earn our way into heaven. But look, we can use the resources that we have in order to win others for Christ, to honor God with, that he's gave us on everything he has. Money does matter. He who is faithful in that which is least faithful, verse 10, also in much, and he who is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Talking about having some integrity in things, Lord. Integrity in money. See, though, this unjust steward here, he didn't have no integrity, did he? When it run out, boy, he did whatever he had to do. He wasn't cut back somebody. He said, man, I gotta figure this thing out here. Because look, the boss had already heard he wasn't doing right when he approached him, didn't he? He didn't have, so, and the Bible says that, and what the Lord's trying to tell us here, have some integrity now of things of the Lord. Have some integrity of when we're handling money and dealing with situations now. And he says, and as you do an integrity laying up here, somebody's taking note, the Lord is taking note about how much we have on the other side. If we don't take things the Lord, this passage of Scripture is talking about that if we don't take the things the Lord has blessed us with now and use them for His glory, it could affect our rewards in heaven.
That's right.
That's what it's saying. If we don't think about it that way, do we? Are we using all the resources and things that we have that God get the glory? And that, you know, Tony, I've been picking on you, but I think Tony does a good job in sharing and using their business, him and Lee and their business down there for things of God. I think that's why God bless you and let you stay in business over there. You know, because we know it ain't you. So, but that's evident. I mean, Tony does
It seems like me, I'm always that far from looking.
Yeah. Well, and that's what living by faith's all about. I mean, I hate to say that, but it seems to be that living by faith, we are just the next step of being. What do you think about life? It's that way, ain't it? We just got through saying we're just one step. We don't know where we'll be next week, what shape we'll be in, you know, next week. But it is just one faith, one step of being out of step on it. But I believe God does bless us too when we honor everything we have with the Lord. And sometimes we go through things and say, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't know why this hit us. I don't know why that hit us and things hit us. But Lord, I'm going to still trust you in the storm. You know, there's no storm. Ain't that a, what's that?
Praise you in the storm.
Yeah, praise you in the storm.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good one. And so, see, I mean, even in the storm. And look, we're not promised everything to be wonderful just because we live for the Lord, are we? I wish we was, because I don't like them valleys. I don't like them at all. Because I ain't always as faithful as I always, my faith ain't always. And, you know, I get weary and get doubtful and questioning things, you know. I wish I could say I'm a big super Christian. I'd go through the valley. Well, I ain't. I sit there and say, Lord God, what is going on here? You're getting down in the valley and blues and things like that, you know, and
And it's okay we'll get to question story. God. It's just, it's wrong to doubt God.
Doubt, yeah. That's right. I mean, all through the Bible, if people question him, that's exactly right. But we shouldn't even doubt God, but we do a lot of times, and we get down.
That's
yeah. And there's many others in the Bible that's that way that the Lord talks about on it. But when the Lord blesses us with things, see, the bottom line of all we've been talking about here this morning is really about everything we have is the Lord's.
That's right.
And the end of the day, everything we, every resource that God gives us that we have, to honor Him with it in the best we can. And it's also saying that on the other side, that's where we're laying up treasures on the other side. It talks about that. By honoring Him with what we got, with the resources He does give us. And the question we have to ask ourselves this morning, are we doing that? Are we honoring God with all the resources that He gives us with, that He's gave us right now? And things, even the little things. You know, God don't answer. You see that over there where it says it's the little things? He didn't necessarily talk about big things. Be faithful over just a few. And I'll make you rule over many. God don't ask us for it. It's a little things that the Lord really asks for us. And I think some of the biggest rewards we have in glory is being faithful in those few things. But I always remember, at the end of the day, we are His children. And whatever we go through, He loves us. He's made a way for us. His hand is over us because we're His children. If we just put our faith and trust in Him. The Lord always has His hand down there and says, come on. It's a valley. It's a storm. But I'm with you. I'm with you. I know it's tough. And you got to reach out and grab His hand. Yes, ma'am.
I think, too, that when you start seeing the little things that God does for you, that you're growing as a Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
You see the little details.
More. Yes, ma'am. And we don't always know why we go through a lot of storms and a lot of situations and all, but God does. And there'll be a one day you'll be back on the mountain, you look back and say, boy, the Lord brought us through. And boy, that strengthens our walk. Now, I
believe, you know, it's just like iron. You know, you can't shape iron in cold water. It has to be the heat.
Right.
You have to go through the hard stuff.
And, you know, and that's we don't want to talk about that, but that's a fact. That is a fact of life, and that's when our faith is strained in a lot of times. No. That's why, yes, sir.
I was going to say, you have to have a test to have a testimony.
Hey, yes, sir, there you go. That's right. That's right. And some of us in this room have great testimonies, going through some testimonies and things. And, you know, just never give up on God. And that's why it's important we pray for one another, encourage one another. We're all going through something this morning. And it's important as brothers and sisters in Christ, we pray for one another. You know, lift us up and encourage one another and help one another. And boy, because look, prayer still works. And if we pray for one another going through things, it makes a difference. It makes a big difference. Every week I hear situations that I know prayer changed, you know, in situations. God still answers prayer. So it's important that as a class and brother and sister in Christ, we pray for one another. Don't forget about one another. You know, let's try to pray for one another and be aware of everything and use our resources that God has for us.